welcome to the Menstrual Mental Health Podcast. I'm Mary Nordahl, and I'm here to help you get the most out of life and teach you everything I've learned as a certified fertility awareness instructor with a bachelor's in clinical psychology. And on this podcast, I'll be sharing the menstrual mindset shifts you need to become the best version of yourself and finally live the life of your dreams. Ooh, baby. Welcome back to the Menstrual Mental Health Podcast. So good to see you again. How you doing? Where are you in your menstrual cycle? Are you menstruating? Did you just finish your period? Are you kind of somewhere in the middle where you're just feeling on top of the world because estrogen's on your side? Or are you right there with me in the middle of your luteal phase? Your period's like a week away, and maybe you're a little sluggish. Maybe you're even a little motivated to get a couple things done around the house and whatnot. And we are going to talk all about that, having the energy to do the things you want to do. And many times we are low energy because we are stressed the fuck out. We have a lot of stuff on our plate. You are a busy gal. There's a lot going on, and it starts to overwhelm you and zaps your energy. And then you add hormones on top of that, and you wonder, how can a girl get anything done around here? I've got this long-ass list of to-dos, and I can barely stop scrolling social media to get off the couch and just get some of the damn dishes done. Are you with me? Do you feel me? Good, because that's what we're going to talk about. Because interestingly enough, we have slowly transitioned Instagram into a fake TikTok, and there are some reels that I'll post where, you know, I'll get a couple hundred views, maybe a couple thousand views. I've had a couple reels that went viral, but when I reach into like the 20,000 view realm, that's usually an indicator to me that this is a topic that resonates, that is like, yes, you just spoke into what I am dealing with, girlfriend. So I see you. And this reel that I posted recently got like 22,000 views and counting. And it was all about doom scrolling and just wanting to get off the phone. And what I shared in that reel was my own personal experience about how the key to my success in breaking up with social media was understanding my menstrual cycle and how my menstrual health was affecting my mental health. Hence why you're here in this podcast, yes? So that's what I want to talk about here today is the three secrets, expanding upon those secrets inside of the menstrual cycle that will really help you to start making this change for yourself and putting the phone away, or even perhaps it's not the phone, maybe it's needing to stream a show, binge Netflix, whatever is your vice that helps you to self-sabotage. And you have these things in the back of your head where you're like, I really need to take care of that. But you're stressed the fuck out. And doom scrolling and watching a show is really relaxing. It helps you feel so much better, right? So we're going to get into that. I want to also even highlight some of the key mistakes that I made in my former doom scrolling days, of the things that I tried to do to break up with social media that did not work. So we're going to highlight those mistakes, highlight the secrets that are really going to help you to unlock your menstrual and mental health to see progress. But before we get there, you've been here before, you know the dealio. I got to let you know who is sponsoring this podcast. And it is my business, Fertility Awareness Path. In this online platform, this online educational platform that I offer, I have two main courses that I teach. I have Cycle Clue course, which is your basic fertility awareness course. But my signature four-month mentorship program is called Menstrual Mental Health Appropriately. And it's really focused on a lot of what we talk about here on the podcast. Stress, getting more done, productivity, energy levels, your mood, and how they're all intertwined to understanding how to really lean into your menstrual cycle as a self-development tool. My students come into MMH overwhelmed, not sure how to get these things done and start living their dream life. They have these big, big goals for their life. And what I walk you through is I literally hold your hand step by step, and I give you the foundation of understanding your menstrual cycle in a deep way, where you really study the ins and outs of the menstrual cycle so that it lays this very strong foundation for cycle syncing. Because without the full knowledge of cervical mucus and the deep science, cycle syncing is just kind of a fun hobby. So we really get into that. We roll up our sleeves and study how to adapt your lifestyle in a way that will bring you into hormonal harmony and thus reduce PMS, and in the process, increase your energy so that you're more productive, less stressed out, less burned out, getting those things done that are bringing you closer to your dreams. So that's what we do inside of Menstrual Mental Health. I'm really excited to invite more of you to come into this program. I'm opening up two more spots right now, and you can go to fertilityawarenesspath.com and apply to be a student. Inside of the application process, you'll have an opportunity to book a call that goes a little bit deeper into those goals and dreams that you have. The students that I have are very ambitious. They are go-getters. They have big dreams for their lives, but they're feeling stuck. My recommendation is that when you book that call, you come prepared. You have a quiet place to sit, listen, take notes. This is more than just like a discovery call about the program. It's really about what you want to accomplish with your time, what obstacles are standing in your way of this big vision for yourself. That is what's most valuable to me. And then if it looks like we're going to be a good fit to work together, then we'll explore what those options are. You'll learn about the investment and how to get started. So all the details that you might be wondering at this point, you can find them at the website. So apply to join as a student, and I'll see you there. Now back to the show, where we're diving into this low energy, where you might be falling into the doom scrolling, where you have this low motivation, you're not getting enough sleep, it's late, and you're like, I need to put the phone down, I gotta go to bed. And you're like, I gotta discipline myself, right? And I have this long list of to-dos, whether you're a university student or you're trying to run your own business, or you've just got things that you're trying to get done at home. And so you think to yourself, heck, whatever, I can do it tomorrow. It can wait. You know, I don't have the energy right now, so I'll just put it off. Now, the three big mistakes that I made and that I've seen other women make that I want to talk about real quick before we get into the three secrets to less stress and more energy. The three big mistakes that I made is that I tried to do a digital detox. And maybe you've tried to do this too, where you just take a little break from social media, right? And for those days, weeks, you feel really good because you're not interacting with the screen. But there is this small piece of you that misses it for the good parts that it brought to your life. There are aspects of social media that are really nice, that are supportive. And there are times now in my post-doom scrolling days where if I'm feeling low energy, I actually seek out TikTok or Instagram to inspire me, to motivate me. I don't use it as a means to escape my reality. I use it as a diving board to getting into the things that I want to do. It's like this live action vision board for myself. And I am able to do that because I'm in tune with my body and I'm recognizing my thoughts and emotions and how I feel as I'm using the phone. So that's one mistake that I tried. Another thing that I see time and time again with my students who are trying to make change in their life and say sayonara to self-sabotaging ways is that you are too attached to your old ways. You have this big dream for yourself of how you want to live your life because you're inspired by what you see on social media. There's these beautiful, inspiring lifestyles that you're witnessing, video after video, picture after picture, where, yes, granted, we are seeing the highlights of that lifestyle, but it's enough where you're like, damn, I want that. I want this amazing morning routine where I'm waking up with the sun, I'm jumping out of bed, putting my workout clothes on, making the green smoothie, walking out the front door with my dog before I go to the gym, right? It excites you, rightly so, because what that means when you are envisioning this for yourself, you're inspired by this vision, is that you know that you're made for more. You know it deep down, but yet there's a part of you that is still too attached to the way that you are currently living. You're not ready to let it go. You have not decided yet to say, enough is enough. I'm ready for the more that I am made for. And when you have finally decided to step into your worthiness and fully commit to a lifestyle that you know you deserve, that you know will be really good for you, for your menstrual health and your mental health, that's when things change. But remember, change takes time, right? Change takes time, takes patience. But if you can dream it, you can do it, girlfriend. Okay, and the final mistake that I used to make, oh my goodness. Ugh. I mean, hey, mistakes are powerful lessons. When I look back on some of the times where I'd be like, this is where I am in my cycle, so it's fine. I'm just gonna keep doom scrolling. And I would use my cycle as a scapegoat. And essentially treat it as a placebo effect instead of really reaching inward and saying, yes, perhaps my hormones are influencing me, but maybe I can dig a little deeper. Dig a little deeper. I gotta stop breaking out in random ass songs on this podcast. You gotta dig a little deeper for that willpower that you have that overrides any hormonal influence that could be interacting with you at the moment, because that's all it is. It's just an influence. It's not the end all be all. Your hormones are not the end all be all. That is a huge mistake I made early in my cycle syncing journey where I said, here I am. I'm in the luteal phase. Oh, they say that you're just kind of like moving slower and you can't get things done. Bullshit, girlfriend. You can do anything you put your mind to. Even if you're premenstrual and you are moving slow as fuck, you can do anything. Now, I still advocate for self-compassion and giving yourself rest when needed, but my mistake being to not use your cycle as a scapegoat. Okay. So with all of that said, and I talk a little bit more about each of those mistakes in my monthly newsletter. You can pop on over to my website if you want to receive that. I don't like the weekly emails and all that. Like, it feels kind of spammy. I'm personally, I don't read emails. there's only like a couple people that I'll read emails from. So I really like the idea of a monthly newsletter, kind of like blog style, diary style, where I'm just kind of writing out some tips and tricks and going really in-depth. It's an in-depth training that lands into your inbox the first Sunday of every month, so that you're just sitting in your PJs, maybe a cozy cup of tea with your cat snuggled up to you, reading about your menstrual mental health on Sunday as you're getting ready for the start of your week. That's what I envision for you as you open up my well-crafted email monthly newsletter. So anywho, if you're interested in checking that out, you can pop over to my website. But those three mistakes are embedded into August's edition, and I go a little bit more in depth into each of those. With that said, now I want to give you the three secrets to success, to having less stress and more energy, more productivity, and finally saying sayonara to your self-sabotaging ways. Because ultimately, you clicked on this episode because there's something in you that's like just super done with all of it. And like I said earlier, that big key is your menstrual cycle. And when I say your menstrual cycle, it's more than just each phase. It's more than just cervical mucus. It's really understanding the deep science of what's going on phase by phase and how it's influencing you and interacting with your physiology. Because the infradian rhythm, which is the rhythm that controls your menstrual cycle, so we all have the circadian rhythm, right? But women also have a second rhythm, second clock, which is our infradian rhythm. And if you want to learn a little bit more about this, I talk about it inside of episode one. It's my most popular episode, as I've seen on the Anchor stats. Anchor is what I use to publish this podcast. And I can see that it is the most popular episode listened to. So if you want to learn a little bit more about your infradian rhythm and how it impacts your mental health, I highly suggest checking out that one, because that's going to be a big key to your success in having less stress. You know, here's another secret too, and I'm going to get a little feminist here, a little fiery for a hot minute, but I'm going to make you a little uncomfortable because we got to talk about it, girlfriend, and it is staring you right in the face. And maybe you have taken time to think about this, maybe you haven't. And it's the fact that we live in a man's world. Yes. Yeah, we live in a patriarchal society which values male hormones, aka the circadian rhythm, which operates the same way day in and day out, 365 days a year. And that is how society is set up, right? We've got Amazon that's moving around the clock all the time. Most stores are open every single day of the week, except for Chick-fil-A. We are influenced and surrounded by a world that does the same thing and is consistent every single day. And we rarely see a good example of rest. That is your second secret to more energy. It feels counterintuitive. Interestingly enough, when you use your phone, the battery eventually dies. And what do? You plug it in and it recharges and it rests. And sometimes you use your phone when it's charging, but you really shouldn't. Sometimes you charge your phone overnight, but you really shouldn't. Sometimes you think that just sleeping for 7 hours is enough rest. But there's different types of rest. But my encouragement to you is to learn how to embrace the power of rest. That can still include scrolling social media in a permission-based limited amount of time, where you sit down and you say, heck yeah, I am going to do this for fun for this amount of time. And then I'm going to do something else, and you're going to set a boundary. Yes. Boundaries are amazing. If you have not taken the time to learn about boundaries, That's another podcast topic. We are totally going to dive into boundaries because that is another thing that the cycle teaches us how to do. The cycle teaches you so much because even when we're talking about rest, rest is already integrated into your menstrual cycle through menstruation because your hormones are at the lowest point of your cycle and you just don't want to do shit. And you shouldn't have to do shit. I encourage you to clear your schedule as much as possible. If you can let them dishes pile up so that all you have to do is sit on the couch and read your book, do it. Okay? Just relax. Enjoy yourself. And your cycle is already building that rest in for you. But it's also important to build that in other areas of your cycle. Okay? So that's secret number two. And the last secret that I'm going to share with you, this is one that sounds really fluffy and cutesy and a great idea, but then when we go to actually put it into action, oh, is it hard? Because what you're doing is you are being too hard on yourself. And the secret to living a cyclically aligned lifestyle in a patriarchal society is to stop beating yourself up. Stop trying to be consistent. Stop trying to fit in with a man's world and own your femininity. Own your patterns of rest. Own the decisions that you make when you choose to scroll social media. Own that, take radical responsibility for the choice that you're making, and stop beating yourself up for being an imperfectly perfect human being. Because that's it. We are human. We are innately imperfect. And when you can embrace that and accept yourself fully as you are, the magic happens. Man, I should make a little blooper reel on the number of times I say that. This is where the magic happens. Accepting yourself fully. Self-love, girlfriend. Love yourself. Love yourself in all of it. Even in the moments when you're feeling low energy, you're really stressed out, and you go to the mirror, you look yourself in the eye, and you say, I love you. You can do this. And that's it. Those are the three secrets. Take a look at those mistakes. See if you identify with those. See how you can start to integrate those secrets. And I'm telling you, girlfriend, you are going to magically feel more energy. You're going to feel less stressed. And you are going to feel like a badass menstrual mental health lady who is on top of the world no matter where you are in your cycle. And I'll see you next week. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you found it supportive in your healing journey, I'd love to hear what resonated with you the most. Hop on over to Instagram and search at fertilityawareness.path to connect with me today. I look forward to hearing all about your goals and dreams, and I'll see you on the next episode of Menstrual Mental Health.